Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, April 23rd. In the news this morning, overnight ebot prices were May corn up 4 cents at 321.5, May wheat up 4¾ cents at 547¾, and May beans up 9¼ cents at 844. Export sales this morning very weak, pretty much all the way around. Wheat 380, corn 671. That included a reduction of 55,000 for new crop. Beans 345. We did have a sale this morning of 272,000 metric tons of beans to China. That makes the total 470 in the last 2 days, which explains why beans have rallied 40 cents in 2 days here. We do have a double bottom on that chart. On the long-term charts, at 301 on the corn, we've managed to bounce about 22 cents off of those lows. We'll see if the Chinese can look like the Chinese have bought here the last couple of days. I haven't seen anything on the export numbers, though. But if they buy beans and corn, we can certainly see some higher prices out here. The beans look like they've kind of made a pretty good bottom in this market, but I'm still concerned that we could make a low a week from today on first notice day. Crude oil is up again. We're up $2.67 a barrel right now. So that's helping, I think, the corn recover a little bit. Dow Jones is up 50. Gold and silver are up minimally here. Gold's up $6. Silver's up 16 cents. I don't think that'll have a big impact. The dollar is up 8 ticks at 100.61. So, you know, I still think we have the same problems out here. Nothing's really changed except that we've seen some Chinese buying. Chinese have been talking that they want to buy more U.S. products, but it's been a lot of talk up until now, and we'll see if it continues out here. They may be using a rally to get something sold up here. They're as likely to trade this thing as anybody else, in my opinion. But really don't see much other news. The weather for the wheat is still iffy in Russia and Europe. Corn, it's been pretty wet here in Chicago, but there is some work being done around the country, but I don't think it's as bad nearly as last year. So I think we're going to get these crops in, you know, hopefully on time out here. But we'll see if these continued rains slow things down again. I think this next week will be kind of an important number on crop progress. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.